This Sunday, the 21st of August, Ahmed Kathrada would have been 93 years old. And so his foundation is going to be celebrating and marking the day, firstly by opening the Ahmed Kathrada exhibition at Constitution Hill. There, the anti-apartheid struggle and former minister Barbara Hogan and the SARS commissioner Edward Kiswetta will be speaking. But they're also going to be holding a memorial rally for the slain whistleblower Babita Diokaran. We're joined now by the executive director at the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Nishan Bolton, for more. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Nishan, Uncle Kathy would have been 93 this Sunday. We know well enough what he thought of South Africa in the dying years of the Zuma administration, but what might he say about where we find ourselves in 2022?
Now, good morning and greetings to listeners. I think he would have been extremely troubled and extremely concerned about the state of this country, not only its politics, but the dire socioeconomic conditions that the vast majority of people find themselves in.
Poverty, inequality, unemployment, those are the evils that bedevil the society, not to mention that explosion we experienced in July last year. Tabo Mbeki says an Arab Spring could soon be on the cards.
I think the socioeconomic conditions are there. I think we are a bit away from that possibility. I think the COSATU March and others will be indicators of the stamina of people to be on the streets. We've never had a situation where you've had hundreds of thousands of people onto the streets for prolonged periods of time. Our apartheid geography, the collapsed railway infrastructure and others makes that very difficult. So you'd have townships in flames for a long time, but you're unlikely to see people surrounding the union buildings for days and days and days or weeks.
You're going to have at your event the former minister Barbara Hogan and Commissioner Kiswetta speaking. They can both attest to the destruction of corruption aided and abetted by powerful interests.
Well, precisely. Kiswetta was a former board member of the foundation. And knew Uncle Kathy very well, so he will reflect on his life, but also his contemporary relevance. Barbara Hogan, I think, will talk about just the personal relationships and will give some kinds of perspectives on where South Africa is today. But more importantly for us, we have a panel of young people who will talk about Kathrada's relevance in 2022 and beyond. And that for us is the key for around this exhibition. Is the relevance of historical figures in South Africa today that we think is the more important focus.
This memorial for Babita Diokaran, who of course was a whistleblower shot dead in her driveway, even though we now know she'd alerted her bosses to the imminent threat she faced, they did nothing, she was killed, and they're still sitting pretty.
It's a tragic situation. She risked her life. She obviously made people aware of what she was seeing. And I think the News 24 articles just detailing this on a day-to-day basis horrifies you every time you read it. I think accountability is required. Accountability will come. There is no way that all that she has uncovered is going to be swept under the carpet anymore. Because her laptop, her cell phones, and all of her emails, these investigative journalists have been able to uncover it. And pressure needs to be applied on the provincial governments and the prosecuting authorities to do their work. The provincial government will be afforded an opportunity at this meeting to come and provide an update on all of the commitments that they made last year. At the commemoration that we held outside of the Premier's office just at about the same time.
It's a shame that it's taken the extraordinary work, the incredible work of people like Jeff Wicks to make them act. You alluded a moment ago to young people, these legacy bearers. I mean, we know Uncle Kathy involved himself in the struggle when he was as young as 17, right? How important is it to you that it's young people who now carry that torch?
I think everybody knows young people are the majority of South Africa's population, they will inherit a world that is going to be afflicted by climate change, by all kinds of pandemics, and breakdowns of governance systems. And we think it's important for young people not only to be heard, but they need to be in positions of leadership as soon as possible.
Nishan Bolton, appreciate your time. That's the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation Executive Director.